horn echoed through the open window from the training yard, and Harry groaned. "Are you leading the training this morning?" He usually did on Wednesdays, and today was indeed Wednesday.
He nibbled away on the skin of her neck. "Yes, unfortunately."
"Your men will be expecting you. I understand that you must go." She'd never keep him from doing his duty. "Will I see you tonight?"
"You surely will, and I apologise profusely for abandoning you so early in the morning."
He heaved himself out of bed, caught her hand, and gently drew her to her feet. After steering her back into her chamber, he eyed his regimental jacket where she'd left it folded on top of the book on her nightstand. A slow smile lifted his lips, his gaze tipping toward hers.
"It all began with you removing my dolman."
"No, it all began 6 months ago when you rode into St. Vincent's. I fancied you since the beginning." She collected his jacket and held it out to him, and he accepted it, his fingers sliding sensually over the back of her fingers.
Her hand tingled, her flesh so sensitive to his touch.
"Do you remember the first day we met, Harry?"
"Always. You scolded me, terribly."
"I had every right to. You raced across the firing range and dived on top of me. We rolled quite the distance, and you ruined my blue skirts. I had to toss my favourite white blouse away, too."
"You could have been hit by cannon fire."
"I hadn't intended on crossing the actual cannon firing range, only skimming the outside."
"It didn't appear that way to me."
He touched his chest.
"My heart hasn't beaten the same way ever since."